Hi, this is suffering the patient. Last name is Walker. First name is Mark. First of all, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in December of 2009. Patient was in Kandahar, Afghanistan. First up, a patient tells me that about 7 feet away, a soldier stepped on a landmine, and then there was a bomb explosion. First up, he was about 7 feet away from this explosion. He tells me that it was connected to a larger IED about 15 feet away. Patient tells me there was explosion there too. He tells me that he does not remember. He does not remember hearing the blast, but he remembered that there was dust everywhere in the air, people were dying, people were dying around him, A patient tells me that, he did not fall down, he tells me that he did not lose consciousness, the patient tells me that there's no physical injury to his head, but then he was shaking up from the explosion, tells me that he need to go see a patient had a severe headache severe headache and memory loss for about the first 2 weeks after the incident. A patient tells me he failed the MAZE test. MASE failed the MAZE test. A patient hard time sleeping. Next paragraph. Since the events, a patient has a consistent headache. A patient have headache 2 to 3 times a week. A patient get numbness in his fingers and toes most days. Patient is currently taking ibuprofen for the headaches. It is my opinion that I do not think that this explosion was severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. Specifically, patients did not have any physical injury to the head. He did not fall down. Did not hit the head. Patient did not lose consciousness. This marks the end of the petition.